Yeah, I mean, we're going well. I mean, we're really just out here competing. That's all you can really ask for is get out here and be able to get on the field and compete. And I feel like offense and defense have really brought it so far, and hopefully we can keep going as we go.
Are there things you're working on specifically in terms of improvement this time of the year as opposed to just kind of generically getting better?
Yeah, you want to be real crisp in and out of the huddle at first. I mean, you want to really be able to get in the huddle, get out, see what you need to see in order to have success on the field. And so I'm really working on that, as well as always just working on your footwork and stuff like that, and being on time and making plays.
What are some of the biggest things that you've grown in and experienced now that you're in your second year that you're learning from that you didn't really know last year?
Yeah, I mean, this from year one to now year two, I mean, first off, I mean, just calling the play in the huddle. I was talking about earlier, you can focus on more things now that you're comfortable calling the play. And so now that I'm comfortable calling the play, I can focus on snap count. I can focus on the man zone IDs and what make this offense so good. And so for me, this being in year two, I feel a lot more comfortable with that. Yeah, I mean, EB, and Kafka have all really tried to throw a lot at the whole offense. And you if you want to make mistakes, you make them now. I mean, you don't want to make those mistakes in the game, so we throw a lot now, and so that when we get to the game, it's a lot easier.
Anything in particular that you want to improve on between now and the Chargers?
Yeah, I mean, you want to get better in every single facet of the game. I mean, you really want to make sure that, like I said, you get in and out of the huddle, Chris. You can get to the line. You have enough time on the play clock that you can use your cadence. You want to be able to move the ball, be efficient, know the situation of what you need, what you're really going for. And so for me, all those things I try to work on every single day, if that's on the field or if it's in the film room.
Do the players or yourself have conversations about the national anthem policy?
No, not yet. I mean, it just happened yesterday. So for me, I haven't got to really get into it. I mean, I don't know if it was a strike. It was a little inside, but, I mean, I might have got a swing and a miss.
Between the K and going out to the Speedway and some other events and everything, you know, you've been out a lot in Kansas City. Is that important to you to be a kind of, you know, out in the community and doing a lot of these things with the fans?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, the fans come out every single week and show passion and love for us and our team and what we are doing here. So, for me, I want to be back in the community, giving back and being just a part of it, and so I can show the same love and passion to them.
One of the reasons, you know, you got the nod almost this year was because of just where you were able to grasp the playbook last year. Just where are you as far as knowing the playbook, and do you consider yourself more like a master of it now? Where are you at?
I mean, I don't know if you would say master. I mean, this playbook's very complex. It's something that you have to work on every single year. I mean, you look at the guys that are veterans in this league, and they're still trying to learn more. And so as a quarterback and as a football player, you want to learn more every single year. So I feel like I'll never necessarily be a master of the playbook, but I'll try to get better and learn more and more about all of football every single year.
Last year you had Alex to talk to about that type of stuff, but this year, who do you go to if you have a question about something like that?
I mean, we have a great QB room. I mean, we got Chad Henne, Matt McGloin, and now Chase just came in, and we all talk to each other about what we're seeing, and I talk to them about what I'm seeing, and we try to get like a good answer to when we go on the field, we can play fast and have success.
How much do you feel?
Obviously, the coaches want to design things for you and what you do well. Have you given them a little bit of feedback, a little bit of input about some things that you like?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. We have an open conversation between me, Coach Reed, Eric Bieniemy, and Coach Kafka. We really talk and try to see. They see what I like, and I tell them what I like, and if we both like something, we try to put that in. And if there's something that one of us is disagreeing on that we don't think will work, we try to get out here, we see about it, and if it works, then we'll keep it in. If not, then we'll throw it away and hold off on it.
Andy's mentioned the leadership abilities that you have from where you were, say, last year to now. How more comfortable are you using your voice for everyone in the huddle since you are, you know, the new guy?
Yeah, I mean, I feel a lot more comfortable, I guess you would say. I mean, just being able to go in the huddle and say what I need to say in order for us to have success. I mean, it helps out that my teammates have let me kind of become more of a vocal leader on the team. And when you have a team where you have guys like Eric Berry and Justin Houston and then offense, Travis Kelce and all those guys, I mean, we have guys that want to get better every single day. And so for us, it's not about, I guess, who's saying it, but it's about who's trying to make the team the best in that situation.
But I guess do you feel the understanding of the ability that maybe now it's you have the ability to speak more so than as a rookie?
I think that's the same for every rookie, though. I mean, every rookie, you come in and you try to just work hard and kind of keep your head down, I guess you would say, and just try to prove – to the team that you're trying to do whatever's best for the team. And as you gain some of that respect, as you go further into your career, you start talking more and people can really respect what you're saying because they know that you're in the best interest of the team.
Pat, what is that dynamic with Eric Bieniemy like now that he's kind of been elevated and it's just a different relationship from last year?
I mean, I always had a good relationship with EB, and so now I just get to see him more often. I mean, we really have – he brings a certain detail to the offense that I think that we really need, and it's something that he stays detailed. He stays on you, make sure that you're doing the right things, and I feel like it'll help me a ton as this year goes along.
Pat, do you know which teammates started calling you Patty Cakes and how bad do you want to strangle them?
I mean, I don't necessarily want to strangle them. It's not bad to me at all. I think Kelsey started it, though, I mean, of course. But I told him it was actually my first nickname I ever had when I was like 7 or 8 years old. One of my friends called me Patty Cakes, and so I hadn't heard it since then, but I mean, I'll roll with it.
It's like they're trying to incorporate that in interviews. Do you feel like that they're doing it on purpose, do you know?
I mean, who knows? I mean, you never know with those guys, with Kelsey and Tyreek and Kareem. I mean, you never know. They're always joking around.
Last two. How much more comfortable have you gotten, obviously, from the system that you ran in college to becoming a lot more comfortable under center, especially from
Yeah, I think way more comfortable under center. I think Mitch Moore said it in like the first day of OTAs. He was like, "It's night and day from whenever you first got here to now." I mean, it's something that I don't have to actually worry about catching the snap. I get to just be under center and take it, and then worry about other things on the field.
Last one, what's been the early impression with Sammy Watkins?
I mean, the first day was crazy. I mean, I think y'all might have saw on Twitter or something like that, but he, like, the first pass of all OTAs, he just was running a go route and just caught it one hand. And then later on in the practice, I thought I overthrew him, and I thought I threw an interception, and then it's just like he just saw a hand go out of nowhere and he brought it down. So, I mean, he's someone that's going to help this offense tremendously, and it's someone who works hard, and you really respect guys who got here and have that much talent but really get after it every single day.